So, you know, we do have a phone number.
Yes, and people leave voicemails all the time.
Yeah, and occasionally we get an email or somebody will actually email me a voice message. You know, I've had people do that before because they want us to play it on the show or whatever. And I save them all in a folder.
Right.
I have them, I promise. Like, as you people have called and left us messages, we have it. I swear to you, I have them. I just forget that I have them. So today I started going through some of the calls we've had from some of our wonderful listeners. And, you know, fuck me, because this was actually a really good call that was left for us. So I thought I would play it and maybe we can help her.
So I saw a mother and she had three kids with her at the grocery store. And as I was shopping, I saw her steal a bunch of snacks and throw them in her purse. And she had no idea I saw her do this. Well, I hate stealing, so I went up to the manager and told her what I saw. And this woman ended up getting detained by police while children were standing there crying. And the entire time, this woman was screaming, "I'm just trying to feed my kids. I don't have any money." Okay, so I got home. I tell my roommate what happened. And she calls me a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know that mom, she's just trying to feed her kids. I basically told my roommate, hey, stealing's wrong. There's other ways to feed your kids. So am I the jerk for ratting out the mother?
1,000,000%.
Yes.
You
this
do.
Is one of these, yeah, we're going to agree on this.
You do not own that store. You are not part of security of that store. And people can put things in their bag until they get to the checkout line. That bag is just another way of carrying things. So she might not be stealing. She might just put it in her bag because she can't carry it. And when she gets to the checkout line, she'll take it out of her bag and give it to the cashier.
Yeah, right. And I didn't even think about that. For my thing, I agree with you that, yes, you are a jerk. Sorry. I mean, I'm sure you're a very nice person in real life. And I like the fact that you're defending the store and you care about the store. But from somebody like me that's worked in retail for a long time, I worked in retail, I worked in a supermarket, they factor in something they call shrinkage because they expect a certain amount of stuff to be stolen. So they do one of two things. They factor that into the budget, and they also raise the prices of some items because they know that they're going to go missing and they have to make their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. The store's well aware. They're compensated for it. It is up to the store to have surveillance, to have security, to handle that sort of thing. And if the store doesn't care, why do you care? And it's not like, here's the thing. Yes, stealing is wrong. 100%. I'm on board with you 100% about that. I do not disagree with that. I think calling the police on a mom who's there with her kids, who stole like some cookies and cereal. I mean, you know, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Right.
At all. Like, that's a little much. I think be banned from the store. You know, I have a friend who lives in Los Angeles and he couldn't believe how expensive Los Angeles was. So I was like, what are you doing to make ends meet? He's like, stealing from Target.
No, no.
Yeah. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, he figured out his Target where he lives. There's a door that is unmanned. So he buys a few things and then he steals a few things and he leaves out the unmanned door. That's how he's been doing it. And I said, that's really bad karma. Like, I get that you can't afford where you're living. And I get that you're shopping at Target. It's not like you're going to, you know, Whole Foods, the most expensive store out there. But it's not cool. Like, that's really not cool. Well, don't you know, he got caught.
Did he really?
Yep, he got caught and he got banned from Target. So he can no longer shop there. I was like, so are you happy with yourself now? Was it worth?
That would be horrible.
Yeah, was it worth like the $14 that you saved on, you know, Tide or whatever the hell you stole? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, it's not worth it. It's icky. It's ugh. So I agree with her. Yes, stealing is not just wrong. It's disgusting. It's not okay on every. No, there's no one out there that's going to be like, yeah, stealing's great. Like, nobody thinks stealing is fine. Nobody thinks so. But I think you have to weigh what your responsibility is, what your social responsibility is. Are you more concerned about this mom and her kids, or are you concerned about the store, the big corporates? Do you know what I mean? It's not your responsibility.
No, you have no responsibility. You're a shopper.
Right.
I watch all these police videos because live PD isn't on anymore, but you can watch them, watch things on Facebook. And somebody shopping will say, that guy in the red hat, I saw him steal something. And he just walked in. And now they're calling the police and taking this guy to the side. And he's like, what are you talking about? No, somebody told us that it was a guy in a red hat. Just because I have a red hat, I'm being detained? No, that's not your job. Unless you're a security guard, unless you're watching the camera, turn your head the other way and walk away.
Exactly. And here's I have two more things to say about this. So the security guard might have seen this and decided, you know what? It's a mom and kids. She took some cereal. We're good. Like, I'll put money in the till for her. Like, maybe the security guard saw her on camera and decided he's going to let it go. So first of all, second of all, you got to ask yourself, when you go to bed at night, what is going to upset you more? What are you not going to be able to sleep thinking about? The fact that somebody got away with stealing something from a store that you had to pay, like you had to go spend money, but she got to get everything for free. Is that going to bother you more than the fact that now a mother of two little children now has a record, has to hire an attorney and deal with all of that because of you?
She could lose her kids.
She can lose her kids. Exactly. Which one of these things are going to keep you up at night?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not a jerk. You're a bitch.
Right.
Don't pay any attention to anybody. Concentrate on what you do. Pay and leave.
And I love how she steps away from it. Like, am I the jerk? No, a jerk is somebody who cuts you off in traffic. That's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You might have hung up this mom for God knows how long. Maybe she'll get fired from her job now because she has she'll have a record, or she'll have, you know, something on her. This has happened, or she's been arrested, or the cops have come in, or whatever. You know, this could have long-term repercussions all because of you, because you're a nosy body.
Hope you feel good.
Yeah,
hope you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, mind your own business in the future.